Former President Trump was recently booed in Dallas for what he said about COVID vaccines. He was with former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too. Okay, so...
No. That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
Trump's endorsement of the booster is a change from what he said earlier, that he would not get it. Will this rhetoric change the minds of some of the vaccine hesitant? We put that question this afternoon to Politico healthcare reporter Erin Banco.
What it comes down to is this. We have a large portion of our population that are still skeptical about the vaccine, who believe it is unsafe, who believe that they do not need to get it, that they'll be safe if they get COVID without the vaccine. A lot of them continue to rely heavily on disinformation that is spreading across social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, really. And the feeling that I'm getting is that President Trump's remarks are powerful in the sense that he can message to his community that, hey, listen, the vaccine is safe, it's effective, and that he's received his booster. But the health officials I've actually spoken to are a little concerned that it might not do much at this point to change people's hearts and minds. It's a little too late, almost. There are others who say they continue to advocate that President Trump get out there and talk more about the vaccine and about its effectiveness. But we do seem to have a problem in this country where people are so entrenched in their beliefs about the vaccine at this point that it might be hard to move that needle.
Now, in a general sense, you could say President Biden was elected to get us back to normal, but I think you could even sharpen it more and say he was elected to fix COVID, to get the nation past this deadly pandemic. At what point did things go wrong for Joe Biden this year?
You know, I'm of two minds about this question. One, the president is not God. He cannot stop a virus from spreading, right? But he can certainly take steps in his administration to mitigate the spread of the virus and to help contain it and to safeguard Americans, right? That's what he campaigned on, and that's what he promised to do. I think that the administration has had several missteps over the past year. I think one of the major impediments to sort of moving the country forward is really at the heart of it, the disagreement among officials in the White House on the COVID-19 task force and the Centers for Disease Control about various public health policies. It took a while for sort of the CDC and the White House and HHS and other sort of health officials to all get on the same page about what the message to the American people was going to be. They struggled to get the vaccine effectiveness message out there. They struggled to coordinate with the local and state public health departments to get that message out to Americans who, you know, don't have time to sit in front of a TV and watch Dr. Fauci talk or to read all these studies, right? I also think, by and large, the messaging around the public health guidelines that have come out, whether that be masking or testing or school reopenings, have not been the clearest. They've been difficult for Americans to follow, and they're constantly changing. That's normal in a pandemic, right? Science changes, decisions change. But I do think if you talk to the average American, the policies themselves have been very difficult to digest. And the vaccine hesitancy problem in this country is enormous. And I'm not sure anyone really understood how difficult it would be to get that vaccination number up to, you know, 70-75% in this country. There was a point over the past year where officials really, over a couple of months, kind of threw their hands up and said, we're not sure at this point what there is left to do to convince people to get the vaccine. So they began thinking about other public health measures they could take, whether that be vaccine mandates in the workplace or what have you, to sort of try to get that number up and force that number up rather than convince people the shot was effective. I also think there's a whole nother dimension to the Biden administration strategy on COVID, which includes its work overseas and getting donations and doses overseas. You know, if a variant is spreading in Europe or Southern Africa, that impacts U.S. policy as well. The more variants emerge and spread, the more dangerous it is for Americans. I think that the Biden administration got off to a really late start on that front. I think 2022, things will begin to turn around, hopefully for the U.S. and for the world. But I think there are a lot of things that remain to be seen.
You walked me up to my final question, which is, I've heard some prominent virologists say recently, the U.S. has got to have a huge hand in getting the rest of the world vaccinated, or we're never going to be done with this thing. Is the U.S. in any position with its own high infection rates to help the rest of the world?
The U.S. has done more than any other country in the way of cash donations and actually delivering vaccine to the rest of the world. So, I mean, there's no dispute about that. The U.S. has gone far and beyond any other country, all other countries combined, honestly, if you look at the data. But it's still not enough. So it's up to Joe Biden and his administration to either convince allies in Europe to also ramp up their vaccination donations and to just continue to deliver on their promises for 2022. The Biden administration has pledged, I believe it's about 1 billion doses from Pfizer for 2022 for low and middle income countries across the world. But there are some concerns among global health advocates and health officials here in the US and in Europe that the donations that had already been allocated for 2022 for those countries, for example, in Africa, they might be in jeopardy now with the large booster rollouts that are happening, you know, here in the US, in Europe, and in parts of Asia. As people continue to roll out those campaigns, those booster campaigns, the fear is that they will eat into the supply that had already been earmarked for 2022 for the global vaccine effort. So, you know, there's some hesitancy with the data at this point about what will actually happen in the way of donations. But the hope is that we can get 70% of the world's population vaccinated by mid-2022. That was the World Health Organization's goal for 2022. But now that is sort of up in the air.